With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A former rival is backing former President Trump in his run for the White House.
Former Republican Governor and Ambassador Nikki Haley broke weeks of silence and announced that she'll be voting for Trump, even though she described him as unhinged during the Republican primaries. She announced her intention last week at the Hudson Institute, a conservative Washington think tank, and encouraged Trump to woo her supporters. Despite Haley's announcement, the Biden campaign said it would continue to court voters who backed the former GOP governor. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Libertarian Party nominated party activist Chase Oliver for president, rejecting Robert F. Kennedy after he spoke at the party's convention. Third parties have rarely been competitive in U.S. presidential elections, and the Libertarian candidate 4 years ago won just 1% of the vote. Also at SRNNews.com, powerful storms killed at least 15 people, left a wide trail of destruction across Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The weather obliterated homes, destroyed a truck stop where drivers took shelter during the latest deadly weather to strike the central U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist David Bonnet in Fort Worth says weather teams are still assessing the damage.
We had a couple of long-track supercells move across portions of North Texas yesterday evening into last night. So right now we have storm survey teams out trying to assess the damage.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of residents without power across the region. An evangelical seminary in Pasadena, California, considering revisions to its sexual standards that, according to a draft of the changes, and that could mean more freedom for LGBTQ students at Fuller Theological Seminary. Overseas, Japan says North Korea has informed it of a plan to launch a satellite by June 3rd. The launch plan likely refers to the North's efforts to launch its second military spy satellite into space. This is SRN News. President Biden has a problem with people of faith.
Real Clear Politics says its polling indicates that the president will get very few votes from religious Americans in November. Evangelical Christians are strong supporters of former President Trump, but other people of faith are also rejecting Mr. Biden. Real Clear Politics says, quote, "It's the starkest divide in the electorate, and one that political journalists rarely mention, perhaps because, as a profession, journalists are more removed from religion than the average American." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians is as strong as ever. Mr. Trump won about 80% of white evangelical Christian votes in 2016 and 2020, and he's maintained support from this group in the early primary contests this year. Experts say conservative Christians support the former president because elected Democrats and unelected bureaucrats have an evil agenda. This is SRN News. The use of diabetes and obesity medications has soared among teens and young adults.
New research shows that the number of 12 to 25-year-olds who use the medications, such as Ozempic and Wegovy, climbed from about 8,700 a month in 2020 to 60,000 a month in 2023. Overall, in 2023, nearly 31,000 children aged 12 to 17 and more than 162,000 people aged 18 to 25 received the drugs. The report in the journal JAMA. John Scott reporting.
Zimbabwe introduced the world's newest currency in April with public rallies and commercial jingles. The ZiG, short for Zimbabwe Gold, is the African nation's sixth national currency in the last 15 years and the latest attempt to replace the Zimbabwe dollar, which has been battered by depreciation. Check out more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.